Paul Moulinier, the Franco-Mauritian whom the British government entrusted with the winding down of Chagos Agalega's copra operations, was to say later that it was never pleasant to have to tell the islanders to get out. It was a paradise there. We told them that we had orders from the territory government. We just said, sorry, fellows, but on such and such a day we're closing up. They didn't object, but they were very unhappy about it, and I can understand this. I'm talking about five generations of islanders who were born on Chagos and who lived there. It was their home. Slowly, steadily, the small migratory population was cleared. All went willingly, the Foreign Office said. No coercion was used. An American congressman later snorted incredulously on hearing this remark. No coercion was used when you cut off their jobs? What other kind of coercion do you need? You're talking about putting them on the rack? Then, in March 1971, the first American troops arrived. They were Seabees, marine construction workers, and they had come to rebuild the old RAF runway on Diego Garcia, which had been built during the Second World War, and at the end of which were still two wrecked Catalina seaplanes damaged in a hurricane. There was an old ops room nearby, and the Americans found RAF emblems and pin-ups stuck to the walls, mouldy after 20 years of neglect. The last islanders were evicted over the next 2 years. The British had always said that troops were not used, and indeed the only time soldiers did become involved was when one of the evacuation ships broke down and the troops gave the departing islanders some of their rations. Otherwise, the pathetic became the routine. An islander said, we were assembled in front of the manager's house and informed that we could no longer stay on the island because the Americans were coming for good. We didn't want to go. We were born there. So were our fathers and our forefathers who were buried.